Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
I wish your local game last night, Chad, were televised, because I'd tune in to watch this. Well, it wasn't a beatdown, but it was a loss.
After my performance last night, Hutton, I was thrilled there were no cameras on hand for this game.
I felt like you needed a postgame presser to explain yourself.
Oh, it would have been heated if there had been a postgame presser. So I'm going to fall on the sword here. Ron Slay joins us a lot of times to recap our men's league games. And last night, look, I know that I'm no longer a good basketball player. I'm certainly not an athletic basketball player now at 36 years old. But I like to fashion myself a smart basketball player. Last night, I was not a smart basketball player. I was doing dumb things on the court. I feel like some of my teammates were doing some really dumb things on the court, too. And we bring Ron Slay on so I can apologize to Ron and say, Ron, I'm sorry that we all let you down last night because we did not pull our end.
Ron, your thoughts?
You know what? I think, you know, sometimes you can get caught up in the excitement of the flow of the game, the enjoyment of being out there with great players. Not saying I'm the only great player out there, but you know, you can get excited and being around great players like that, and you can lose yourself sometimes, and that happens to the best of
them. Ron, last night was the first time after a game that you weren't, I mean, we're 3-3 now, so we were 3-2 right, going to last night. It was the first time that you were less than jovial after the game, yeah, with our performance. We should have won that game. We played a really good team that had some big athletic dudes. We still should have won that game last night. You're right.
We should have won by 15, hands down, of course.
So how would you rate the performance of your teammates last night in that game on a scale of 1 to 10?
And I'm going to be honest. In the first half, I'd give everybody about an 8 out of 10. Second half, it was about a 3 out of 10. I think we might as well have PK out there running for
it. We got away from ourselves. So we were up 3 at halftime, and we had a bigger lead than that in the first half. And I thought, this is sometimes what happens, especially when you get old guys playing sports. You get lulled into bad habits. Right. I think in that first half, everyone was hitting a couple threes. We were getting some layups, moving the ball, and then we sort of got tricked into thinking that was going to work for the entire game. We're up 8 with about 12 minutes left, and then the you-know-what hits the fan from that point on. I remember calling timeout to check out of the game because I was playing so poorly. Ron was sitting at the scorer's table for about 2 minutes, and there was no whistle. So he couldn't check in. I finally just called timeout. We were down 8 with like 4 minutes left, I think. Ended up losing by 5 or 6. It was a disappointing night, Ron, but I vow this much. We will be back. We will absolutely be back in 2 weeks. We've got a week off for Memorial Day. I'm going to get in the gym at some point between now and then. I'm now playing in my New Balance tennis shoes. I'm not even playing in basketball shoes. Everyone was making fun of me.
You switched up in the middle of the game, bud.
Oh, yeah. I feel better, though. I feel lighter out there playing in those New Balance tennis shoes. So we're going to be back, Ron. I can guarantee that.
We most definitely will, man. I look forward to it, man. I'm going to get juiced. You remember when 2 years ago when LeBron took off for those 2 weeks and went down to Miami and trained with D-Wade? I'm going to go train with D-Wade, get juiced a little bit, and I'm coming back bigger and better.
Quick shout out to Sam Short. I said that I would. He hit some threes last night.
He didn't say that. Yeah.
Former Smyrna and Tribeca player did a good job.
Hey, Ron. Ron, who are you going to ride the banana boat with on your vacation?
I think I'm going to pull Vincent Yarbrough. I might get Ron Mercer to come out, and probably I might get Matt Frieser to join us on this one.
I like it. So, Ron, we had this topic about NBA playoffs right now, and the games haven't been that close.
Right.
What are you enjoying about watching these games? You're a huge basketball guy, so you're going to watch no matter what. But is it the star power? Is it the flow of the game? Why are you tuning in?
More so in the Eastern Conference, the coaching adjustments, seeing the chess game going on between Brad Stevens and guys like that, in between Tyronn Lue. Then also in the Western Conference, I'm loving the one-on-one matchup between, you know, KD being able to get anywhere he wants to get. And then Chris Paul seeing if he's going to be able to pull it out. And that's the biggest thing for me. James Harden, game one looks beautiful in every series. And then, like he did last year, the reason it's hard to bet with him is because he fades away. later on in the series, and that's exactly what he's doing now.
But you picked Rockets in six, right, before the series started? You still feeling good about that?
Rockets in six. I still feel great about that. I'm rolling with the confidence of my picks.
Ron, thanks so much, man, for the visit, and let's chat soon.
No doubt, brother. Hey,
let's chat after a W two weeks from now.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Something's got to change.
Ron, I average about 7 to 10 passes into the post to you per game. I had one last night. That's how bad I was. I promise I'm going to go over that total in 2 weeks when we play. As long as you're in the post, you're getting it.
Just be known, I was on time for this game also.
You were. It's because I told you the game was at 6 when it started at 6:15, but I got you there.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Have a good one, Ron.
All right, guys.
Ron Slay. Great dude.
I had to pull the
Ron.
I had to pull the 6 o'clock tip off trick with Ron for a 6:15 game, and he showed up at 6:05. Time to stretch and then jump ball.